The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
This is not the first time delegates have tried to buck the will of the primaries. Back in 1964, Barry Goldwater largely bypassed the primaries but won the Republican nomination anyway. Then, in 1980, supporters of Ted Kennedy started a Free the Delegates campaign to deny Jimmy Carter the Democratic nomination. Now, a Northern Virginia lawyer and Republican delegate has a suit in federal court.
Who is the state to tell the party how they must apportion votes?
That's Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey. He says he's not sure attorney Beau Correll has standing to bring the lawsuit.
I have a lot of sympathy for the position of the plaintiff. I'm just not sure the plaintiff, who is a delegate and not the party itself, is the right person to bring the suit.
Jeff Skelly, the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says even if the lawsuit is successful, it's unlikely to stop Trump.
The efforts to stop Trump so far have been completely ineffectual, so why would we think they're going to succeed now?
Conventions can be unpredictable, though, like the time Democrat Martin Van Buren was trying to get the nomination, but Tennessee failed to send any delegates to the convention in Baltimore. Supporters of Van Buren found a man from Tennessee at a local tavern and brought him to the convention to be a one-man, 15-vote delegation for Van Buren. I'm Michael Pope.